Martha said to Jesus,
"Lord,
if you had been here, my brother would never have died. Even now, I am sure that God will give you whatever you ask of him. Your brother will rise again." Jesus assured her, "I know he will rise again." Martha replied, "In the resurrection of the last day," Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he should die, will come to life. And whoever is alive and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?"
"Yes, Lord," she replied.
"I've come to believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, he who is to come into the world." The Gospel of the Lord. There are basically two philosophies of life. Those of the believers and those of the non-believers. Those who do not believe in anything that goes beyond the grave, the prospect of death is a tragedy. Nothing beyond the grave. The fate of mere animals. I was talking the other day to a future graduate of UCLA, a philosophy major, and he said he's got a roommate that is an atheist. He said, "Science is his God. Science is his God." What happens at the end of life to the scientists? Nothing except molecules, huh? Nothing except chemistry and physics and atoms and material blown by the wind. Then there is the philosophy of the believers. The believers is that we believe in God. We believe in a loving God. We believe in a God that gives us life. We believe in a God that sustains our life. We believe in a God that gives us the air we breathe, the food we eat, the sun that comes out every morning and descends at the end of the day. We believe in a loving, providential God. And God has the right to give life, and God has the right to take life away. He's the author and origin of life, and he decides when is the best time to take away our life. Death is a mystery. In Spanish, they say, "La muerte es lo más cierto, lo más incierto," if you speak Spanish. La muerte es lo más cierto, lo más incierto. Lo más cierto que nadie se escapa. Nadie se escapa de la muerte. Es lo más incierto porque no sabemos ni el día, ni la hora, ni la manera que el Señor va a golpear nuestra puerta. So life is certain, but it's also uncertain. I have a grandmother that lived in 3 centuries. My grandmother died when she was 104 years old. I have a little baby sister that was a stillborn baby that died in the womb of my mother. Why did my little sister die at 9 months in the womb and my grandmother at 104? Kind of a mystery. Kind of a mystery. But we know that what God does, it's always for our good. Today I'd like to talk about how Jesus turns tragedy into victory. Hopefully you were paying attention when I was reading the Gospel. And you can read at home if you have a Bible in John chapter 11. John chapter 11. And that chapter shows how Jesus turns tragedy into victory. Let me give you a summary of that chapter. Jesus had a lot of enemies, but he had a lot of friends too. Three of his friends were relatives, two sisters and a brother, Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. They lived in a town called Bethany, which was pretty close to the city of Jerusalem. And now and then Jesus would stop and spend some time with them. He'd relax, have a good meal, share the friendship of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. They were his good friends. But on one occasion, Lazarus got very sick. And Jesus was far away preaching in some other place, and Martha and Mary sent Jesus a letter saying, "Lord, the one that you love is very sick." Jesus said, "I will go." By the time Jesus arrived, Lazarus was already dead. He was dead and buried in the tomb. When Jesus arrives, the sisters are heartbroken because they lost their brother who they loved so much. And they said, "Lord, if you were here, my brother would have never died." And Jesus wept. It's the shortest phrase in the Bible. Jesus wept. And Jesus said, "Do you not believe that I am the resurrection and the life? Whoever dies and believes in me will have eternal life. I am the resurrection and the life." Where was he buried? And they pointed to a cave. Back in the time of Jesus, they did not have cemeteries the way we have here. They would bury people in the cave. So they said, "There he is, he's in the cave." Jesus said, "Roll the stone away." And one of them said, "Lord, he's been there for 4 days. It already has a bad smell." Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life." So they moved the huge stone, and Jesus, in a loud voice, said, "Lazarus, come out." Lazarus, who was dead for 4 days, came out of the tomb. It was the greatest miracle in the life of Jesus Christ. The greatest miracle. Someone dead and buried came back to life. And Jesus gave him to Martha and Mary. Can you imagine the joy of those girls? Seeing their brother was dead for 4 days. And there he was, walking out of the tomb alive. Wow! I like to apply that to Margaret. Because Margaret has died physically. But we believe and we hope that Margaret is living. Living now more than ever. Amen? Hallelujah. We believe that she's living now more than ever. Because we believe in eternal life. We're not the non-believer. We're not that UCLA guy who believes only in science. We believe in eternal life. We believe that Jesus gives and he takes away. We believe that whatever Jesus does is always done for some good reason. A lot of relatives here. Probably have grandchildren, we probably have a lot of friends, a lot of relatives. She lived to be 86 years old, a long life. I invite all of you to thank God for the 86 years that God gave to her. and call to mind many of the happy memories that you had with her. And offer that as a prayer. You know, you can offer your memories as a prayer to God. Did you know that? You can do that. You lift up your memories, your thoughts. Lift it up to God. That's a prayer. It can be a prayer that's very pleasing to God. Do that in this Mass. But I'm going to invite you people, you good people, to do one more thing for Margaret. I want all of you starting today to do what is called, in Spanish, it's called una novena. Una novena, in English, we say novena. And it means 9. 9 days in a row. Offer a novena for her. Now, there are 3 ways that you can do it. And let me explain the 3 ways. I mean, then more than 3, but I'll give you 3 ways that you can make this novena. The first is this. Starting sometime tonight, go to one of your homes and invite the relatives to pray the rosary for her 9 days in a row. We're quite a few people here. Maybe we can have 3 different homes. Maybe one home in Hawaiian Gardens, maybe another one in Lakewood, maybe another one in Norwalk, wherever you're living. And invite your relatives. Hopefully you have an image of Our Lady Guadalupe. Light a couple of candles and pray the rosary. So that means starting today, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 9 days in a row. Very pleasing. You offer that novena for her. Okay, the second type of novena is even better. And it's this. Starting today, come to church in Mass 9 days in a row. Because you're here, it's even better. Because right behind me, you see that golden box there, that's called the tabernacle. That's the house of Jesus Christ. You see it? That's the house of Jesus Christ, su casita. Okay? That's where he lives. But you're going to be witnessing an even greater miracle. I'm going to be taking a little bit of bread and a little bit of wine, and I'm going to say, take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood. Do this in memory of me. You're going to see a great miracle. That bread is going to be turning to the body of Christ. The wine is going to be turned into the blood of Christ. What an incredible miracle. You're going to see it right today, right before your own eyes. Wow, how great God is. And make sure that you receive Holy Communion. If you haven't been to confession, make a confession sometime today. Hit the confessional. Confess to Jesus Christ through the priest. And Jesus promises through this image of divine mercy, if you go to confession sometime in the next couple of days, and you receive communion next Sunday, which is Divine Mercy Sunday, all of your sins are washed away. It's like being baptized a second time. How great God is. Wow. Even though maybe we committed really bad sins, ugly sins, terrible sins, as long as you say, Jesus, I'm sorry. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I love you. And you confess your sins, they're all washed clean. How great is God's mercy? Take advantage of it. Take advantage of it and offer that communion for Margaret. The last novena would be this. It's a combination of both. Pray the novena in your home, the rosary, and come to Mass also. You can do that. That's the best novena you can make for Margaret. Amen? And I'd like to end with one last idea. You see, Margaret's in that coffin. But one day, who's going to be in that coffin? Padre Escobita. yours truly. And it's going to be you. It's going to be every one of you. And it's going to be me. We're all going to die one day. We don't know the day nor the hour. The most important moment in our life is the moment we die. That will determine our destiny for all eternity. Either up or down, there's no other place we can go. Either with God for all eternity, or separated God from all eternity, that is our eternal destiny. So starting right now, let's try to live good lives. Let's try to live good lives. Maybe some of us have had really tough lives up to this point. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Start today. Did you know that the first person that Jesus brought to heaven was a murderer? He was a thief. He was a guy that started wars. Did you know that? His name is the Good Thief. And Jesus hung on the cross. There are two thieves. He was a thief. He was a murderer. And he was an insurrectionist. He started wars like Adolf Hitler. A tough guy, huh? A tough guy. But he told Jesus, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in heaven." And the thief died a thief because he stole heaven. Amen. And the thief died a thief because he stole heaven. And you can steal heaven too if you want right now. So let's offer the novena for Margaret and trust that one day we're going to be with her, praising and glorifying God for all eternity. Amen.